Hello, Alan Meshuggah Jr. here, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I want you to know that God has a plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. Now, today's podcast, it's got to come with a warning label because I tell you, this might hurt a little bit. It might sting a little bit, but it's for your good. It's for your good. Come on, say that today. Say it to yourself. Let yourself hear it. This is for my good. We all need sometimes to get our toes stepped on so that we can grow and we can move forward. I don't know how you feel, but I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be stuck in life. I don't want to stay where I am. I want to grow. And sometimes to grow, I need to receive correction at times. I need direction. I need somebody to tell me sometimes what I don't want to hear so that I can move forward and get out of this rut and stop being stuck. So today is that kind of podcast. Now, I encourage you to listen all the way to the end and go ahead and share this. Share it right now. If you have the ability to share it right now, share this podcast. Get it out there on social media. Tell other people they need to hear it, because today we're talking about five ways to know that you're a spiritual baby, that you're still a spiritual baby. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says that when we come to Christ, that we are born again. We hear from the Apostle Paul, and we also hear from Peter, that we are babes in Christ. When we're born again as babes in Christ, that we need the milk of the Word to grow, that we have to continue to desire the milk of the Word so that we can grow. So understand, we start as babies in Christ, but we're meant to grow. We are meant to grow into mature sons of God. Now, here's the thing. It's not like in the natural. In the natural, growth comes just by over time. Your body grows. But even in the natural, you've got to get the right things in your body to grow and develop. You know, if you ever take your child to the pediatrician, to the doctor, they have something called a growth chart, and they're always getting the weight of the child. They're always getting the height of the child because they want to, you know, measure up your child's growth with the average according to their age of where they're at. They will, you know, put them on the percentile chart and say, you know, well, they're either below where they need to be or that, hey, they're kind of, you know, above where a normal child would be. They measure their growth. Well, in the natural, we're growing over time, but that's not the way it is in the spirit. In the spirit, you don't necessarily grow over time. Yes, you can grow over time. Yes, you should be growing over time, but there's a lot of people, they've been Christians, they accepted Christ a long time ago, let's say maybe 15 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe even 50 years ago, and they're still babies in Christ, because we don't mature in Christ by age. We mature by our ability to surrender, die to ourselves, be obedient to the Word of God, take the Word of God into our lives, defeat our flesh, and walk and live in the Spirit. Because if you want to grow spiritually, you have to learn how to walk in the Spirit and not after the things of the flesh. So here's five ways. Are you ready? Now, before we get into the five, I want to encourage you to make full use of all the online resources that we have out there. FullTurn.com, go there. Also, download our Full Turn Church app. You can download our app on your device. So go to the App Store and download our Full Turn Church app on your device, your mobile device. And also, listen, know that we've got books out there. There are three that I've written. I would love for you to get your hands on today: On Purpose, 17 Steps from Zero to Hero, and Heir of Power. These three books will change your life. They will be a blessing to you. Here we go. Are you ready? Five ways to know that you're still a baby in Christ. You're still a spiritual baby. Here we go. Number one, you still throw tantrums. How many of you know that's what babies do? Babies throw tantrums. When they don't get what they want, they get upset. They throw tantrums. Now, as a pastor, how many people have I seen over the years that when they don't get things the way they want it, they throw tantrums? If you're always hurt, if you're always offended, then more than likely, you're still a baby in Christ. Because we've got to get above offense, we've got to get above hurt, and we've got to walk at another level where we're not easily offended, where we're not easily hurt, because we've got our love on. We're seeing people through the eyes of God. We're seeing ourselves through the eyes of God. We're seeing others through the eyes of God. And when we're doing that, then we're respecting others. We're loving others as we love ourselves. And when we're doing this, we're not easily hurt or offended because we are operating in another level of understanding. My dad used to say this. He said, leaders don't get offended. They come to another level of understanding. Let me say that again. Leaders, or even I would say spiritually mature people, don't get offended. They just come to a new level of understanding. Why? Because they see what's going on. They see the different sides of an issue. They really want to understand what that person might be thinking or what they might be going through. And they want to love them through it. They want to honor them through it. And so when we're thinking that way, we're not going to throw tantrums. We're not going to get upset. How many people, you ever seen like those movies? Well, there's an old Brady Bunch episode where, you know, one of the kids, I think it's Bobby Brady, maybe it's Bobby or Cindy, one of the little ones, decides that they're going to run away. They get all their stuff together. And of course, the parents are giving them the reverse psychology and acting like, okay, well, we're going to miss you. And, you know, they get as far as the door and they don't, once they get out the door, they don't even know what to do. And I think that's the way it is with spiritual kids as well. You know, we're just going to go somewhere else, but we don't even know what we're doing. We're walking outside of our covering. We're leaving our spiritual parents, all because we're upset, all because we're throwing a tantrum. So number one, you might still be a spiritual baby if you're always upset, you're always offended, you're always throwing some kind of a tantrum. It's time to get over it. Come to a higher level of understanding. Honor your way through it. Respect your way through it. Trust your way through it. Believe your way through it. Love your way through it. And that's the way you're going to grow. Surrender your way through it. Number two, you might still be a spiritual baby if you refuse to listen to the Word of God. You refuse the Word of God. Have you ever watched babies? They throw their food. A baby sitting in a high chair, they're messy. Babies are messy. You know, you give them food and you got to serve it to them soft. You got to cut it up, you know, into really small pieces. They don't deal well. Babies don't deal well with their food. You know, some things you give them, they're wearing it more than they're eating it. And spiritual babies are the same way. We're refusing our food. We have to have it always cut up really small for us. We've got to, you know, it's got to be delivered to us really, really, really soft because, you know, we're very tender. And you know, if you don't give it to us soft, then we're liable to throw that tantrum like point one. So, you know, if you're still, you know, messy and you refuse to listen to the Word of God, the Word of God's being served up and you're pushing it away, you're throwing it off the table, then you're probably still a baby in Christ because babies can only really handle that milk. And when you give them solid food, they don't know what to do with it. And the only way we're going to grow is by eating what is served to us. And as we're able to take this that we currently have right now in our life and digest it, the Word of God, then we can receive even more of the Word. And now we're growing from the milk of the Word to the bread of the Word and from the bread of the Word to the meat of the Word. And that's what God wants us to do is grow. But we can't grow if we continue to refuse the Word. I refuse to listen. I'm not going to do what I'm hearing authority speak. I'm not going to do what God is saying. And so you can continue in that way, but you're going to stay a baby. You're not going to grow. Number three, you probably are still a spiritual baby if you disrespect fellow believers. If you are constantly disrespecting people then you're probably still a spiritual baby. You know, so many people out there, it's all about what they want. It's all about themselves. And the more we make it about us, the less we're making it about the body of Christ and about God's plan and his purpose, which is for all of us to work together and move together and flow together in unity. If you're always disrespectful, you know, how many times you parents out there, you have to correct your kids and say, don't talk to me that way. You don't need to be talking to me that way. You need to listen to what I'm saying. You know, it's funny. The funny thing about kids is a lot of kids, they always think that they know more than their parents. But as you mature, how many of you know what I'm telling you is true? As you mature, you begin to see the wisdom that your parents actually had. You start to remember things that they told you when you were little that you rejected. You were being disrespectful because you thought you knew better. And so, you know, when we're always disrespecting people, when we're always disrespecting authority, when we're disrespecting fellow believers because, you know, we're selfish, we're self-centered, then we're probably still babies. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. And we need to start loving people in the way that we want to receive love. We need to start doing unto others as we would have for them to do to us. Now, that's something that Jesus taught, but we don't talk about that a whole lot. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have for them to do unto you. Do unto others. Do you want to be disrespected? Do you want people to disrespect you? Do you want people to talk bad to you or put you down or treat you like you're a nothing or a nobody? See, we've got to learn how to do unto others as we would have for them to do unto us. What's point four? Point four, you might be a spiritual baby if you refuse to give. You refuse to give of yourself, of your time, of your effort, of your talents, of your finances. You refuse to give because how many of you know little kids, little babies are selfish? They want to hold on to what they got. They don't want to let it go. You're probably spiritually immature if you refuse to give. Here's something that you need to understand. Let me help you. What you have isn't yours. You didn't pay for what you got. Now, you think you did because you think your money got you what you got, but you don't realize even your money isn't yours because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that do dwell therein. In other words, everything that you have is God's, and he allows you to use it. He allows you to enjoy it. It's just like your kids. You put a roof over their head. You are the one providing everything for them. They don't have any money. They're little babies. They can't get a job. They can't work. They can't earn money to provide for themselves. You provide it for them. That toy that they're playing with, that they refuse to share with their brother or sister, isn't really theirs. You paid for it. You've just given them the right. You've given it to them, and you've given them the right to use it. But our inability to share what is ours makes us spiritually immature. Because everything that we have, God has provided for us. He's given to us. And we're to steward it properly. We're to manage it properly. And so if you refuse to give, then you're spiritually immature. Because a mature person spiritually understands that as I give, I'm making a way for God to move. As I give, I'm opening up opportunities. As I'm giving, I'm blessing others with what God has blessed me with. Because I'm blessed to be a blessing. God has provided for me, and God has given me the ability to take what he's given me and to bless others. If I refuse to be a blessing to God's kingdom, I'm still a baby. I'm a little baby who has not learned how to give and how to manage even what God has put in my life. Number five, probably still a spiritual baby if I'm still on the milk of the word. Now listen, don't despise where you are, but if you know at this point you shouldn't be a baby, then you've got to get off the milk and you've got to start getting to some other things. You know, if If you are 30 years old and all you can do is drink milk out of your refrigerator and you refuse everything else, then you're going to have some issues because you need more than that. You need fruit. You need vegetables. You need meat. You need all the food groups. And that's the way it is with the Word of God. And what do I mean by the milk of the Word? I'm talking about the simple foundational things that are there. If you can't even get past the foundation, then how are you going to build? How are you going to grow? How are you going to move forward? How are you going to do more if you are just still on the milk? You're still on the bottle. Here's the thing about milk when we're talking about babies. Babies need someone to feed them because they can't feed themselves. We all go through this time in our spiritual journey where we really need that. We need people to feed us. We need to be fed. And we always, you know, no matter where we are in our spiritual life or journey with God, we need that. We need those moments where people are giving us what we can't get for ourselves. But we also need to be growing into a place where we're getting what we need. Knowing what we need and getting what we need. We need to be spending time in the Word of God for ourselves. If you're just going to church once a week, twice a month, you know, even if you're going every week and that's all you're getting, and you're not spending time in the Word of God and in prayer throughout the week, then you're still on the milk. You've got to get into the Word of God, and you've got to start saying, you know what, I need more than just this foundational stuff. I need to get deeper in the Word of God where I can become who He's called and purposed for me to be. I've got to see that I need more than what I currently have. And I've got to get past the place where I'm always depending on everybody else to feed me. And I've got to learn. It might take a little time, but I've got to learn how to feed myself. I've got to learn how to see what is good for me, what is right for me, what is healthy for me. And I've got to start putting that into practice for myself. When you're a child, you have to be told over and over again, this is what you need. This is what you have to do. When you're a child, you have to have designated times that have been designated by your parents to do certain things that one day you're going to know to do for yourself. In other words, you have to be told to go to bed. You have to be told to brush your teeth. You have to be told to sit down and eat, and you have to be told what it is that you're going to eat. But as you mature, now listen to this, because this is a spiritual principle. This is a kingdom principle. As you mature, you don't need people to tell you what to do because now you know. This is what I'm doing, not because I've been told to do it. I'm doing it because it's beneficial. I'm doing it because I need it. I'm doing it because I can't live without it. There are things in my life, nobody has to tell me to do them. I do them because I desire to do them. I do them. It's like, you know, things that I would do for my wife. I don't wake up every morning and Jenny put a list out in front of me and say, okay, here's my expectations for you today. You know why? I don't need that. My love for her will determine those things that I will do. And that's the way it is with God. At first, we need someone telling us, listen, these are the things that are beneficial. These are the things that are needed. But at some point, we've got to get beyond being told all the time what is beneficial. I mean, how many times do we pastors, if you're a pastor and you're listening to me today, or a minister listening to me today that is ministering the word to a congregation, how many times do we have to say the same things over and over again? Why is it that we're doing that? We have to be repetitive for spiritual kids. Because they have to get it in them and see that it's beneficial. But once you come to a place of maturity, you now know what is beneficial, and you're doing it not because someone's telling you to do it. You're doing it from that place of love. The love that you have for God, the love that you have for others, the love that you have for yourself. Now, love is the motivator. Love is the thing that's causing you to move forward. So when I say you're probably a baby because you're still on the milk, it's because somebody's got to give you the bottle all the time. And so we've got to get off the bottle and we've got to begin to be able to see what is good for us and begin to feed ourselves. And then God will use the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to continue to equip us, to continue to show us more, to put more out there before us. But as they put that more out there before us, it becomes our responsibility to take ownership of it and to begin to put it into practice, see that it is needed, and because of our love for God and for others and for ourselves, begin to say, this is a lifestyle because I desire it, because I want it, because I want to be who God has called and purposed for me to be. So today, I want to encourage you to grow no matter where you are in your walk with God. This might be a challenging word, but you know what? We've got to really kind of take a personal assessment and say, you know what? Am I still a baby? Am I still throwing tantrums? Am I refusing the word of God? Am I always disrespectful to authority? Am I always disrespectful to fellow believers because I'm selfish? Do I refuse to give of myself? Am I still having to be told over and over again what to do and what's good for me? Because at some point, I've got to grow up. And the Bible says that we are growing up into Him in all things. Don't think time is going to make the difference. You have to determine in your heart, I'm going to grow. Now listen to this statement. The more you surrender in your life, the more you're going to be able to grow. The more you say it's not about me, it's all about Him, it's all about the Lord, the more you're going to grow. The more you refuse your own way for His way, the more you're going to grow. The more you put others above your own self, the more you're going to grow. The more you're able to give of yourself to something, the more you're going to grow. The more you're going to see what is needful in your life and go after it, the more you're going to grow. Today, I hope this podcast has encouraged you. I hope that you're able to take this truth today and begin to say, you know what? I am going to continue to grow. I'm going to be who God has called and purposed for me to be. I'm not going to be a little baby in a high chair anymore. I'm going to grow up and be who God has called for me to be, because God is looking for sons. The earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God, mature sons of God. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Remember this, God has a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for your life.